Audio Gravity, episode 503, 15th of August 2010. First link today is followfridayhelper.com. I've been using another one of the web apps that this company's bought out, the company being ThoughtPick, and I've spoke to the lead guy who runs ThoughtPick, very nice guy actually. We've been talking about a bunch of other stuff that I need to get back to him on, and I'm just not having the time to do it. I used to use their first app called Tweepy, which is a Twitter tool to manage things to do with follows and get various stats with it. But I really like their additional apps that they've got, and this one, Follow Friday Helper, for all those people on Twitter on Friday where you're sort of following people back and want to suggest to other people who to follow. This is quite a nice little tool because it goes on your interactions with people recently. Definitely go and check out ThoughtPick's blog as well at blog.thoughtpick.com. Really nice bunch of guys. Next link today is over on analysewords.com. If you put in a Twitter handle in the middle here, so I'm going to stick mine in there, it comes back with a whole bunch of data to do with that person. So you'll see that I am half of the time upbeat and the rest of the time I'm depressed. Fantastic. My social style, my thinking style, and a whole bunch of analysed tweets from down the bottom. It's quite a nice little app to be able to find out, you know, a basic sort of analysis of most recent words over a certain period of time. Next link today is extranormal.com, spelled with an X, xtranormal.com. They've got a little application called State. It only runs on the PC at the moment. I don't think they've got a Mac version, but it allows you to make those little quirky movies where you've got like actors in the scene, and then you've got like a voice-to-text support, so you can make the characters to say certain stuff. I've seen some hilarious ones of these talking about social media, but I didn't realise there was an app you could download. So that's extranormal.com. Go and check that out. It's quite neat. Next link today is App Accelerator or appcelerator.com. App called Titanium. You can build native web and desktop apps with web technologies. So if you're not a fully fledged hardcore coder and you know your way around CSS and JavaScript and jQuery and some libraries similar to that, you could probably get your head around Titanium. It's a great system. It's being used across the board by a hell of a lot of people. If I bring up the showcase on the video version of Audio Gravity, there's a bunch of people like the NFL are using it, Bud Light are using it, Jersey Shore yourself, makeover for your iPhone, Get Glue. There's also a bunch of videos on there about workflow and getting started with Titanium. Check that out. It's great if you're building iPhone applications or want to build iPhone applications. Looks like they're doing stuff on the iPad as well now. Next link today is grub.it. Discover great new dishes and restaurants. A great little iPhone application. There's a bunch of these already out there, but I actually like the design of Grubit quite nicely compared to some of the other ones. There's a little demo video on the right hand side of the site that shows you how the app works. You're literally in a place very similar to the way that Gwala and Foursquare works. You can rate food, take photos of the food. I'm addicted to taking photos of food when I go to restaurants, mainly as a bit of a sonar ping to let people know where I am and what I'm eating so they can come and hang out. And finally, last link today, keeping on the vibe about eating and food and such like, scoutmob.com. You'll see all these little links on here, the ones that are not orange and not active yet. If you go on to New York, you'll get a nice little layout page of places all around New York that you can go to and the discounts you can get. And they've got a little iPhone application as well, which gives you all your deals in and around the area so you can get anything up to. This one here is 50% off, 13 hours left for that to happen. I think it's a really good way of driving, funneling lots of people into a space. You get discounts depending on how many people are going to turn up. It's quite cool. That's it today. Cheers. Bye.